It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And today, since Johnny Depp is now saved from Amber Heard's defamation, I bet you want to travel, don't you? But now you realize that gas is so expensive, it's impossible to plan a road trip anywhere because you cannot afford the price of petrol if you're going from point A to point A and a half, which isn't very far. So that is maddening for a lot of people. It's very discouraging because as many of us have been locked down emotionally, physically, free from travel for 2+ years. This is the summer for a lot of people. People have been saving. They have been planning. I talked to a neighbor the other day who just got back from a family trip to Italy because they were so pent up. But a lot of people are seeing that, you know, travel by and large is up about 60% since the beginning of the pandemic because of the costs of inflation. That's, you know, a number of things. There's a labor shortage. So whoever's working, they cost more money. Gas costs more money. Gas is, you know, $8 a gallon in some parts of California. And we are definitely going to go northward of $6 a gallon here in terms of the United States average. And we are getting into territory that we haven't seen. And the pandemic wanderlust will not be tamped down, nor should it, because you have to have new experiences with new places and food that you will remember for the rest of your life. That's what travel does. It reignites something dormant in your spirit that you didn't know you needed. And it is such a necessary thing for human beings to meet one another, to exchange ideas, to try food, share stories, compare bruises and scars. And, you know, if you've ever been to a far-flung destination, whether it's in the United States or somewhere abroad, and you met someone cool, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, people who are looking for adventure tend to find each other in these great conversations, and it's one of the epic benefits of travel. So I am here to tell you, I know there are probably a lot of scolds in your life telling you that you shouldn't go anywhere, that things are so expensive right now and we are on the brink of a recession. And one of the first things they tell you when we're in a recessionary state is you got to start saving your money. And that's, you know, obviously it makes the recession worse because if you're saving money, you're not spending money. If you're not spending money, that means that you're not frequenting restaurants and shops that you normally do, especially for mom and pop vendors who rely on good-hearted patrons and local dollars to keep their businesses afloat. And obviously they will be the first ones to suffer. And, you know, there is study after study that comes out right now that, you know, a majority of people are a paycheck away from being broke, that people don't have any savings. And there has been a lot of deficit spending in the personal economy. You know, if you're spending money you don't have on your credit card, it might not be the best time to travel. But I will tell you this. One, if you're going to do a road trip with people, split the cost of gas with each other and make your own snacks. There is no shame in loading up the cooler with delicious treats that you make yourself. That includes roadies once you get to where you're going. I know they're called roadies, but don't give them to the driver. No one needs to Paul Pelosi on the trip. And, you know, there is some phenomenal camping to be had in this country. As someone who grew up in the Pacific Northwest, I can tell you firsthand, sleeping on the side of a mountain or, you know, deep in the forest with evergreen trees and Bigfoot around you, it'll make your heart pound, but it's phenomenal. I've, you know, been camping in the desert. Just don't get bit by scorpions or little tarantulas. There are so many incredible lakes to be found and journeys to be had. Split the gas, bring your snacks. You can do it on a budget. You can see new things. You can go to small bars. You can go to towns you've never even heard of within 100 miles of where you live and not break your budget. Now, if you are opting for air travel is more expensive, but not as audaciously expensive as gas for your car. So, and I am a firm believer. I have traveled on a budget. I've been on nice vacations. There are always bargains to be had, no matter your budget. So whatever your budget is, scale down a little bit, and you will find some stuff. You will find places to go that will blow your skirt up. Go somewhere that maybe you've heard about, but you've never fully entertained the idea, and just look for the bargains. Have you ever done that? Have you ever not planned a destination, but had a chunk of time ready to take a vacation? This would be a great time to be flexible, look for the cheapest airline ticket you can find, and just go there and plan your trip around some element of it that is already a bargain. And the more research you do ahead of time, the more stuff you find to do that doesn't cost money, do the legwork in advance, and you will have all of the experiences. You might not have the luxury, but believe me, you will forget the travel time. You will forget the inconveniences of it taking a bus or a train a long distance to get where you're going, and it will absolutely be worth it. This is Kennedy Saves the World. Don't go anywhere.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
When all that fails, tap your inner Anna Delvey and just borrow a private jet. Have you not done that? And if not, why not? Are you asking yourself that right now? I certainly hope so, because this may be the season for you to either, you know, without lying, you don't have to commit fraud, but maybe talk your way onto a private jet. I don't know how you do it. Sure, I've done it in the past. I flew on Kenneth Cole's private jet after Woodstock 99, which absolutely sucked. It was the worst Woodstock of them all. It was horrible. It killed the entire franchise. It was corporate. It was on an airstrip, and there was sexual assault, and it was disgusting and not in the good way. And somehow I landed on Kenneth Cole's plane, and we hardly chit chat at all. He's like, "Oh, I'm flying on a plane." I'm like, "Great. Can I go on your private jet?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." And that was a great experience. Thanks, Kenneth Cole. I have not been able to thank him personally, because I don't even think he knew who I was. So if all of those things are beyond your grasp, you don't want to go on a road trip, you don't want to go on camping, and I don't want to hear from you if you don't want to go camping because it's dirty. We're human beings. We're supposed to be around dirt and rocks and bodies of water. We're supposed to be climbing things and using our brains to access areas of nature that normally wouldn't occur to us. It's a very good thing to be in nature. It's good to be in the ocean. It's good to get wet. It's good to go wakeboarding. It's great to go hiking. It's believe me, whatever travel does for your soul in interesting countries and far-off cities, being in nature does the exact same thing. So if you have a nature phobia, get over it. Get in touch with your humanity. Get in touch with your animalistic, bearded nature self. You too, guys. And, you know, just get out there and do stuff. If for some reason you can't, and I don't like that word. I like to be your personal believer. I like to believe that there is something inside of you that is so hedonistic and adventurous that you will lay awake at night hatching a plan. And this may be the first year of your life you've done some hatching, but necessity is the mother of invention. So invent your travel in a new way that you've never done. Do it on a budget. Thank me later. But if all else fails, I still have a couple of plans for you. And if you are, you know, if you lost your job, if you've blown through your savings or the communist government stimulus checks and you don't have two nickels to rub together, which is a really funny phrase. And my parents always used that growing up, like, he doesn't have two nickels to rub together. Who's rubbing nickels together? Seriously, I've had hot nickels thrown at me dancing in college, but that's a completely different story. When they cooled down, I didn't pick them up and rub them together. I only picked up the heads up one because those are the lucky nickels, and everyone knows that. Having said that, I do have two suggestions for you. Number one, if you can't go on vacation somewhere, go on vacation at someone else's house. Have a sleepover. Have all your friends take a bunch of stuff to someone's house and find the person who has the most comfortable couch and the biggest TV and turn that into your party palace. Don't Amber Heard the bed. Don't be disgusting. You don't have to do that. Be respectful. But go and make jam at a friend's house. And by that, I mean play music or actually find some lovely summer fruits and some pectin and some clean jars and surprise yourself. But, you know, a change of venue, even if it's a modest one, someplace you've never slept, that can still be fun. You know, we're all programmed to have people over at our houses for sleepovers. We just don't do it enough. And I'm not talking about, you know, the horizontal mambo. I'm not talking about you being a spokesperson for a condom company. Good Lord, this is not Kennedy Saves Your Hoochie. Goodness. Now, just go have a sleepover at a friend's house, have a couple friends. That can be a tiny minute vacation. And the other thing, and I remember talking about this with some friends when we were in Hawaii doing a triathlon a few years ago for Team In Training, which is a wonderful organization. And if you've never done a triathlon and you want to and you're starting from scratch, I've said it before, I'll say it again, look into Team In Training. It's a great organization, wonderful coaches, some of the kindest people you've ever met who are on a mission to raise money to help fight blood cancers and offer patient support. It's great. So I was in Hawaii with some friends from Team In Training, and, you know, we were talking about the concept of always being on vacation, even when you're working. And I think that's incredibly important now. So how do you do that? You do that with fabric and candles. That's really all it is. Like, you turn your house into a dojo. It doesn't matter how small it is. Your space can always benefit from soft, beautiful pink lighting. And, you know, my friend Kevin said this, put a scarf on the table. Even if you don't have a tablecloth, put a beautiful scarf down and put some candles around it. And, you know, make a presentation out of the food you eat and the margarita that you drink. And if you are going to make a celebratory cocktail, then do it. Like, bump it up a notch. Find, you know, we were talking to Peter Suderman last week about crafting these incredible cocktails out of not too many fussy ingredients. Do something like that and turn where you love into a peaceful, meditative, fun, joyous space. And instead of a cavern of doom that's bringing you further into a depression, let go of that stuff. And, you know, honestly, if you haven't Marie Kondo'd your living space, do that now. Just sell stuff and pare down and buy fewer things that are nicer. That's always a great thing to do because it gives you something to look forward to. But donate clear stuff. If you haven't worn it since before the pandemic, just absolutely get rid of it. Get rid of newspapers and magazines and dumb clutter and fill up that space with, you know, a couple of beautiful items that you look at and you're stoked on, which brings me to my last point. And my mom taught me this. This is a wonderful piece of advice imparted upon me by my mom. Whenever you go on vacation, no matter where you go, always buy a piece of art. It doesn't have to be something expensive. I bought a small postcard of the Queen of England when I was in Italy last year. And I absolutely love it because I know I won't be able to find that hand-painted postcard anywhere else. And it automatically takes me to that trip. I have a glass-blown chicken from Mallorca. It wasn't expensive, but I absolutely love it. On the same trip to Italy last year, I got a beautiful icon of the Virgin Mary and her arms are up like she's saying that the other team scored a field goal, which is great. I firmly believe that if you develop even a small, modest collection of pieces of art that you collect when you travel, it will put you in a consistently good mood and an optimistic mood and a mood that allows you to seek out further adventures that better your life even when times completely suck. There's a lot of hard stuff going on between mass shootings, you know, coming out of the other side of a pandemic when, you know, kids are not all right. People don't want to go back to work. We're looking at an inflation, which is a tax, which is hurting everybody. That possible recession because everyone got inflation so wrong. Janet Yellen just admitted that. A lot of people who are fiscally responsible have seen this coming. But in light of all that, don't let that eclipse the beauty of adventures that lay before you. Take advantage of them. If they are modest this year, don't judge that. Just go out and do them, have them, and enjoy them. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.